A recent American Heart Association study reports only 15% of American adults achieve the association's recommended level of moderate aerobic exercise. The good news is there's something we can do about this. For every hour of regular vigorous physical activity like brisk walking, life expectancy may increase for some adults by 2 hours. Fitness expert Dr. Barry Franklin joins us now to talk about the importance of walking for your health and how to join a walking club right here in Tennessee. Now, before all that, Doctor, I'm sure you hear each year around this time from your patients that they want to get in shape for the new year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The most common New Year's resolutions are to exercise more and lose weight. It's as simple as that. But unfortunately, the vast majority of those New Year's resolutions are no longer being followed up 2, 3, 4 weeks into the new year.
Doctor, why do you think that is? So that we just can't seem to follow up on our big resolutions, big plans to lose weight in the new year?
I think it's critical that people know that small changes over time can have a measurable effect on improving their health and well-being. And that's really been the formidable mission of the American Heart Association, to get us to change our lifestyles by eating healthier and promoting some regular physical activity, as we're talking about in this particular initiative.
Doctor, do you think the case is that many of us, to use a phrase, kind of bite off more than we can chew?
Well, I think sometimes, and I think also, you know, we're in an environment that is challenging, to say the least, because as you well know, Dan, the technological advances have literally engineered physical activity out of our lives. We're using computers, cell phones, garage door openers, moving walkways, and all this physical inactivity is leading to an increase in the incidence of cardiovascular disease.
And you mentioned the American Heart Association. Dr. Franklin, I know there was a new study that said only 15% of American adults achieve the association's recommended level of moderate aerobic exercise. Now, break that down. What are we talking about there as far as the recommendation?
Sure. It's really not all that much. What we're suggesting is at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity, 5 or more days a week. And what people don't realize is just that little amount of exercise typically reduces the likelihood of a coronary event, a heart attack, by about 15%. For people who say even that's too much, we may want to suggest vigorous exercise, and that is jogging or very brisk walking, perhaps brisk walking up a hill. That's 20 minutes, 3 days a week. So that's a shorter period of time. AHA also recommends we complement that with lifestyle activity, parking farther away from the stores, using the stairwells, perhaps wearing a pedometer. I tell patients, if you track your number of steps per day, that can be a strong motivator. And finally, complementing that with some weight training or resistance training.
Now, I know, getting out there and working it out, doing some exercise, more important now than ever. Certainly here in Tennessee, Doctor, the stats, pretty much say it all, that we have a real high rate of overweight adults. We have also a high rate of overweight kids. And now is the time to get moving, isn't it?
Well, yes, I completely agree. And simply by being more physically active, you help to combat the fact that two-thirds of all Americans today are overweight or obese. But I also tell people that physically active people have a lower risk, up to 50% lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease. And this is even more astounding. Even if you remain overweight or obese, it's critically important that you're physically active, because fit, overweight, or obese individuals actually have lower rates of cardiovascular disease than thin, unfit people. So fitness, walking, critically important.
We've been talking basically about general physical fitness, but I know, Dr. Franklin, as you just mentioned, we're kind of honing in on walking today. And walking, I understand, the single most effective form of exercise.
Well, the American Heart Association is very, very supportive of walking and says in many respects it's the preferred exercise. It's little or no cost. Simply a good pair of walking shoes are needed. AHA research studies have shown that if you're inactive and you start a walking program, your fitness improves, your risk factors decrease. It's associated with very few orthopedic and musculoskeletal complications, and it's readily accessible for most people. So for many individuals, it's the preferred exercise. In a nutshell, we tell people move more, sit less.
Speaking today with Dr. Barry Franklin about the importance of walking for your health. We're going to talk about walking clubs in just a little bit. Doctor, kind of going back to talking about New Year's resolutions, many people think that, man, I got to go join a gym. And as you kind of alluded to, this is just a much easier form of exercise. You can do it in your own neighborhood, on your own time, and something that's a little easier to kind of stick with.
Well, I completely agree with your sentiments there. The research that I've read indicates oftentimes nearly 50% of gym members quit going to the gym in a given year, and 30% will cancel their memberships, and gym memberships oftentimes range from $500 to $700. That's not inexpensive in today's economy. So is there another alternative? And that alternative to me seems to be the AHA walking clubs. Those clubs allow you to connect with others in your area who share your health fitness goals, and you can do it all for free. I should emphasize that Walgreens, Walk with Walgreens, is supporting the American Heart Association walking clubs, and it's really a joint initiative between Walgreens and the American Heart Association.
Again, speaking with Dr. Barry Franklin, walking for your health, joining a walking club in your area. We're going to get more details on that. Doctor, kind of on that topic, though, certainly more, a lot easier to stick with your goals if you've kind of got a buddy, a partner to do it with you.
Yeah, there lots of evidence suggests that, in fact, American adults are 76% more likely to take a walk if another person is counting on them. So the American Heart Association looked at all this and said, wow, we need to get behind setting up walking clubs all over the nation, which is very compatible with our mission of reducing the incidence and prevalence of cardiovascular disease. And, Dan, they made it very simple by establishing a website with four simple steps. Can I share those with your listeners?
I wish you would.
Okay. Number one, go to the website, and that is www.mywalkingclub.org. Step number two, click on Learn More. Step number three, there's a short online form I've taken to myself. It's a couple minutes to complete with some basic demographic information about yourself and your location. And then you select whether you want to start a club in your area or want to join a club that's already exists in your area. And then point number four, step number four, click submit. So the AHA's made it very, very simple.
Sounds great, a walking club, and I'm sure plenty of walking clubs here across the state of Middle Tennessee, and go to that website to learn more. Doctor, is it the kind of thing, too, we can get information on the site? I know my wife and I are avid walkers. We like to go around, but we seem to maybe get stuck in a rut. And is there information on different trails, that type of thing, in our area where we can kind of freshen it up a little bit?
Yes, you should be able to get that from your local website and clubs that exist in your area, correct.
All right, excellent. And certainly the advantages of getting out there and doing some walking are numerous, Doctor. We understand, you know, as you mentioned, as little as 30 minutes a day can improve your circulation, lower cholesterol and your blood pressure. Certainly important even for someone that maybe is in the 50s like me. As we get a little older, we need to kind of just get out there and move a little bit more, don't we?
Yeah, if physical activity is extremely, extremely important. And as I mentioned earlier, the studies indicate that by regular walking, you have up to a 50% lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease. So it's a huge benefit. People underestimate that. They take their aspirin, they take their cholesterol-lowering statins, when in fact those interventions are associated with a 15, 20% reduction. Simply starting and maintaining an exercise program is also associated with a 15, 20% reduction for cardiovascular disease, our number one killer and crippler.
Well, very good. Important information, Doctor, for our listeners. Dr. Barry Franklin giving us advice on starting a fitness regiment, that is, for the new year, and great benefits of joining a walking club for some motivation and support. Before I let you go, Doctor, again, that website and general information we can get there.
Sure. The website is www.mywalkingclub.org. Click on Learn More. There's an online form to complete. It's very short. And then you select start a club or join a club and then click submit. Four steps, Dan.
Great, Doctor. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to check out that website myself. We'll get some information for my wife and myself on how we can get involved in the club in our area and get walking. Doctor, thanks so much and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Love to have you involved. Thanks, Dan.
Dan Item, WGNS News. Yeah, you're welcome.